Cirque du Soleil is making the North American debut of a new show called Bizarre at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center near Valley Forge. WHYY's Peter Crimmin says the Big Top has landed in a city with its own strong, homegrown circus scene.
Bizarre is a string of various circus acts that seem to defy gravity and physics, all held together by a clown called the Maestro, who wanders through the audience, interacting with them.
Yo, dude! This is Cirque du Soleil! Cirque du Soleil!
Many people in that audience have their phones held up, taking pictures and video, which artistic director Johnny Kim likes to see, but he's most impressed when they put their phones down.
As much as we are always on our phones, it's beautiful to see these younger generations come to the theater and put their phones down and actually engage.
Cirque du Soleil is the largest producer of circuses in the world, with 11 shows right now touring simultaneously around the world. For Zach McAllister, a juggler in Philadelphia, a gig with Cirque is the holy grail.
One of those jobs is so coveted because you have to be like the best of what you do to get a job like that.
But longtime juggler Greg Kennedy, who spent 5 years touring with Cirque, says it's not necessarily the gold standard of circus craft.
Most artists, after 1,500 of doing the same shows, that's locked down by the head office and policed by a general stage manager. You want to be creative. Any little change that happens in the show is such a big process. We used to think of it as like rowing a tanker ship with a teaspoon.
Kennedy and his wife Shayna run Circadium, a professional circus school in Mount Airy. It's the only state-certified circus school in the country. One of its current students is 21-year-old contortionist Ava Gowanlock, who one day dreams of being in Cirque du Soleil. But recently, she performed in a Fringe Festival show and saw that she was surrounded by highly trained circus performers, and the possibilities are opening up.
Moving from Orlando, there wasn't much of a circus community. And then I moved here, and I was like, wow, there's so many more people doing all kinds of different things, and it's really cool.
Cirque du Soleil will be in Philly until October 22nd. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.